Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Down the block.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Now, the other day I did a Q&A on my Instagram page and I was asking a number of questions about the West Tigers, which I tend to answer a lot of questions about the West Tigers, I find. And I don't know if I'm just, is it because I'm openly honest about them? I don't know. Maybe I'm seeing it differently to everyone else, but I don't understand what this franchise is doing. And I've been sent a lot of messages over the last few days from Tigers fans telling me I'm a fucking idiot, I'm a clown, I'm a this. I've been called everything under the sun. And as I've always said, that's completely fine. Happy to wear that sort of stuff from true fans because it's your club. I want you to stand up for them. I want you to defend them whenever someone, you know, talks badly about them. And that's what I've been doing. And I understand the frustration there. And that's completely fair. But look, I've had a lot of messages sort of saying, what on earth are you talking about? We're not dysfunctional. We've got it together. We've signed, you know, this guy's re-signed. Blaw's re-signed the other day. We're doing this, we're doing that. And I just sort of think like, I'm sorry, I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of the West Tigers. Nor am I a fan of any club. So I'm not saying I don't like the Tigers. I've got nothing against the Tigers. I want them to be successful. I want them to be successful for their loyal fans because I love how many of their fans send me a message and say, you're an idiot. Yeah, it's awesome. It's mad. That's what footy is. You have an opinion and people are going to disagree with it and they're going to get their back up because they're loyal about their team. But for me, I mean, I don't know how you can backtrack on the idea that when I say the Tigers are dysfunctional, that it's not true. I mean, here we are in 2021. Yeah, it's been 10 years since the West Tigers made the finals, right? It's been 10 years. Now, in a salary cap league, that is ridiculous. That is beyond ridiculous. You realise in the last 10 years, 7 teams have won premierships. That's almost half the NRL. So half the NRL has won premierships in the last 10 years. West Tigers can't make the top half of the competition at any point over the last decade? I mean, please. Tell me there isn't something wrong here. Tell me there isn't something terribly wrong with that club. How does that happen? Explain it to me. How does it happen? I mean, I've got the Gold Coast Titans who they've been around for, 14 years? They've made it a handful of times. You know, they're on the up now too. They're signing players. They're getting the guys they want. The West Tigers, they're still not getting the guys they want. They're getting the guys that other teams don't want. I mean, I'm sorry. I know that there's people that think I pick on the Tigers. I'm just being honest. And you guys keep asking me questions about them. You keep pushing me for it, so I'll keep answering them, and as I will with any other club, but I don't hate the Tigers. I want them to be successful. I want Luke Brooks to be successful. I want Luke Brooks to be successful so bad because I feel sorry for him. Walked in with a huge name. Everyone said he's the next Andrew Johns, and he's walked into a dysfunctional system with an absolute merry-go-round of coaches who were just trying to keep their head above water. It's not fair on the kid. I feel for him. And he's had to sit there and watch his best mates in Mitch Moses, James Tedesco leave the club, win awards, get raps, do really well, and I feel for this kid, yeah? You know, I felt for a guy like Harry Grant that arrived there on the doorstep last year. And I mean, even with Harry Grant, you still finished 11th. Finished 11th. I mean, I'm sorry, in the last decade, the Tigers have scored, the Tigers have allowed more points than they've scored every single year. I mean, at some point, is someone not writing on the whiteboard defense? We're not touching a football this preseason. We need to work. We need to sort out our defense. And I just don't understand what's going on. And I mean, defense has been an issue for a decade now. Here we are having an edge of Joey Leilua and David Nofaluma. I mean, defensively, there's issues there everywhere. I don't know what's going on. And then, you know, and yes, there is a counter argument there, which I will cop on the chin. That's fine. That this is why we let go of Benji Marshall. Mate, Benji Marshall is why you're relevant. Benji Marshall is why your club exists still. I'm sorry. I mentioned the other day, they're still selling the 05 Heritage jersey. They've still got him on the goddamn website. Wasn't good enough to give a proper farewell to, but you want to still sell jerseys off his back? I mean, please. I had another message this week from someone else saying, hey, I'm sick of hearing you talk negatives about the Tigers. And, mate, I'll join you. I'm sick about talking negatives about the Tigers, but I'm not seeing many positives. Yeah, and I've done a little bit of research, and it is something that I want to start to dive more into, is to, you know, positives of each club. And, I mean, the West Tigers, they've just launched an Indigenous Youth Elite Pathways camp, a program there, which is sensational, you know. They are doing good things. They're doing good things by their club. The one thing I will give a rap to the Tigers, which I think has been sensational this offseason in particular, their social media has been brilliant. Yeah, you've really been able to get an insight into their training. They've opened up access to guys like James Roberts, Joey Leilua, Luciano Leilua. Like, you've been able to see these guys, and I think it's sensational. I mean, the other thing I really liked about what they did this year was the way they launched their jersey. It was very unique. They launched their new Steedon jersey, and it was a film clip that included the fans as well, which I thought was sensational. It was sort of like it was flashing from fans wearing the jersey to players wearing the jerseys. It also got the women involved, which I thought was brilliant. Look, the West Tigers, they are doing some things right. Don't get me wrong, but I don't think they're doing enough things right. And I don't dislike the Tigers. Don't message me and say you hate the Tigers. Why on earth would I hate the Tigers? Tell me. What reason do I have to hate the Tigers? Yeah, they're an NRL franchise that I want to see be successful. I was at the 2005 Grand Final. It was one of the most memorable nights of my life. It was unbelievable. I've got nothing against the Tigers. I just want to see them sort themselves out. I said it the other day. They're like an ugly bloke with a hot girlfriend in the NRL. They're just trying to stay relevant. And as I've said a few times, I really do feel for the Tigers because they're built on dysfunction. They're two teams that were merged together. It's never going to be easy. But I just, oh God, imagine if they didn't win in 05. Imagine if that season didn't happen. Where would this franchise be? Serious worry. And I think in Western Sydney, we need strong NRL teams because this is where the AFL has identified that they need to get into. And all you need to do is drive around Western Sydney and there are AFL fields where there used to be footy fields. The West Tigers, they need to be successful, yeah. They're a strong brand. They're a strong brand off the back of guys like Benji Marshall, Scotty Prince, Robbie Farah, these sort of guys. Want them to be successful, but call them dysfunctional, please. Don't tell me I'm wrong. Please don't tell me I'm wrong. You had the best hooker in the game. Okay, potentially a top three hooker in the game land on your doorstep during the COVID break last year. You finished 11th. I mean, I don't know what more to tell you. I don't know what more to say. Michael Maguire re-signed the other day. He's the first guy to re-sign since Tim Sheens. Tim Sheens. 10 years ago. Ages ago. So long ago. I mean, I'm sorry, if you have a revolving door of coaches, if you're not re-signing guys, if you're not winning games, if you're not making the finals in a competition that half the teams have won a grand final in the last 10 years, is there not something wrong? Please, let's give up this charade that I hate the Tigers. I'm just one of the guys that's honest and says what I think and actually says what I see. I'm sorry, I want the Tigers to be successful. Don't get me wrong, but don't push back on me and tell me that I hate the Tigers and I'm against them for no apparent reason. There's nothing to back it up with.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.